Another halakha that we said that should be clarified would be regarding the minhag that Rabbeinu Ari says that during the Yemei Ben Abitzarim, after Hatzot Yom, a person should say prayers to commemorate the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash. This is a practice that the Mishnah Berura also brings down at the end of the halachot of minhag Yemei Ben Abitzarim. He says that the minhag is to do such a thing. Now, one should not be mezalzel with such a minhag. It's a very, very precious minhag. And the great tzaddikim of the Sfaradim especially always embrace this minhag. Purat Yosef, I used to go down every day after first Seder to the Kotel Ma'arabi when they went to Ein Atika, and they used to read it Bir of Am. When they moved to the central city, they would do the same thing. Achabe Atun would go every day with the Talmidim and say it. And this is a practice that everybody should do, and the Torah edit is very great. However, even though the Rabbeinu Ali didn't say there's a specific text, however, the custom is to read Tikkun Lahel, because that's all they say is you should worry about the cry for the Beit HaMikdash for a half hour. Okay, so we make a text. Tikkun Lahel, if you look at the Sidurim, it has it. However, we know that Tikkun Lahel is not said on days that there is no Tachanunim. So therefore, just for the record, if you're doing this minhag, you do not do it, for example, today to Friday. Friday at Chatzot already is the He'arav Shabbat. Already if you pray minhag at that time, you say Yishev. So therefore, there's no Tikkun Chatzot in the afternoon on Friday. Obviously, there's no Tikkun Chatzot on Shabbat. It goes without saying. The question would be, are there any other days during the Ben Mitzarim? Absolutely. Rosh Chodesh Av. Rosh Chodesh is not going to be as well. Furthermore, and this probably is Mr. Bed, Erev Rosh Chodesh. Because Erev Rosh Chodesh and Chatzot already, if you pray Mincha, there would be no Tachanunim. So Erev Rosh Chodesh Menachem Av, also there would not be the Kun Chatzot in the afternoon. The question is, Erev Tisha B'Av. Erev Tisha B'Av, technically Tisha B'Av, there's no Tachanunim. But Tisha B'Av is Tisha B'Av. The whole purpose is to make the Avelut. So the Ben Yishayim Parashat Devarim says, Erev Tisha B'Av, you say it. That's how he comes out. Well, Ben Sion brings the Ben Yishai and he says, but lo nahagu le'omro, be'erev tisha be'av. So there you have a pick'em. You have what the Ben Yishai says, and you have Ben Sion saying, aval lo nahagu. Okay, the avad came on, avad, the avad came on. The main thing is that a person shouldn't mezalzel. In generally speaking, for some reason there's a zilzul when it comes to Tikkun Chatzot. It's an unauthorized zilzul. It's wrong to be mezazel. So how could a person just come along and say, we don't do it, it's not a minhag? Who's greater than the Hatam Sofer? The Hatam Sofer in his yeshiva, at least on Thursday nights, would have a group of Talmidim and they would say the Tikkun Chatzot Berov Am. And they would have a special Hazan that would cry when he said it. One time they invited a different Hazan, he didn't cry. He said he must be from Shabtai Tzvi group if he's not crying during Tikkun Chatzot. The Stipler Alav Hashalom, who's greater than the Stipler Rebbe? He said in the Vardik they used to do the Tikkun Chatzot. Wherever you went, in the great, great, great places, they had this minhag. So to come along and say, we don't do it. Why don't we do it? The Rasha says you shouldn't sleep through Chatzot. If a person sleeps through Chatzot, Chas V'Shalom, he can bring Tumah on him. Especially in the winter months where Chatzot is early, 11:30. You're up already. Read the Quran, so they go to sleep. You should add that as part of your repertoire of things that should be said. And it's in most of the Sidurim, they didn't delete it. They kept it in there because somebody was saying it. And therefore, it should be proper. Hakam Ben Sion clearly writes, if it's a choice between Tikkun Chatzot and Netz, which we're all Netz people over here now, Tikkun Chatzot is before Netz. What's the case? Case, the guy says, Rabbi, if I'm going to stay up till 12:45 to read Tikkun Chatzot, I'm not going to be able to wake up for Netz tomorrow morning. So, okay, Netz is mitzvah ben amuvhar. However, Tikkun Chatzot is, according to the Ben Ari at least, an inyan, medina. So therefore, he says, the choice between mitzvah ben amuvhar and the Hadush of Chem Ben Sion is that even though Shitat HaRambam is that Netz is not mitzvah ben amuvhar. According to Shitat HaRambam, Netz is mitzvah lechet techila because Yod's Kiryat Shema has to be read at Netz, and if you don't read it at Netz, it's b'di'avad. Chamin Tzion says, very good. It's the Rambam. We don't posek like the Rambam. We posek like Shulchan Aruch, and Shulchan Aruch says you can pray the Kiryat Shema lechet techila for the first 3 hours of the day. So therefore, Ad kedei kach, that he doesn't say to pray nets, even though you'll be yotzei shitata namama deoraita. We don't know like it. Therefore, it's better to say tikkun hatzot, which is minidina. It comes out according to this, and we came out with a mathematical conclusion yesterday. I think it's emet that Chacham Mitzion also writes that praying nets is so important that it overrides praying with a minyan. That if you have to fill up with tzibur later, or you have to pray nets earlier, so nets biyachid overrides tefillah b'tzibur. So do the math. That would come out that tefillah b'tzibur is less than nets, and nets is less than tikkun hatzot. That means tikkun hatzot would also be overriding tefillah b'tzibur. And I saw that was brought down in some of the sefarim. Ad kedei kach. I'm not telling you that's halakha. I said that last point. It means guy can either pray biyachid, but he has to do tikkun hatzot. But if he prays with a minyan, whatever the scenario is, he won't be able to do tikkun hatzot. The logic and the way we're understanding it should be that even it should be dochedah. We're not going to go that far, but it just shows you how important this minyan of, especially at least during the Yemei Ben HaMetzarim, when that's the whole tikkun, is that not only to do it at night, but to do it also in the day of the Hatzot.